This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome. Local school districts say it's tough to attract and keep qualified teachers because of the high cost of living and low school funding. But a state ballot initiative this fall could help. Elizabeth Stewart Severy is here to discuss the local implications of Amendment 73. Hi, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Zoe.
So give us a quick breakdown. What does Amendment 73 actually ask?
It would raise funding for preschool through 12th grade and mostly through a new income tax that would only apply to people who make more than $150,000 a year.
And what would that mean for local school districts?
Well, all local schools would see a significant bump in state funding if this passes. Roaring Fork schools, for example, would receive an additional $9 million, about 40% more money than the district currently gets from the state.
Wow. And where would that money go?
Well, the state has identified a few areas where some of that money has to go to things like early education, special ed, and a few other programs. But then local school boards and districts decide how to spend the rest. And leaders at three local districts all said they would focus those funds on teachers. Rob Stein, superintendent of Roaring Fork School District, said the biggest priority is teachers and other staff who are not earning enough to keep up with expenses in the valley. He says the district is reaching a crisis point.
We're going to increasingly be seeing classrooms without teachers who are qualified to teach their subjects if we don't do something to adjust the wages of our staff.
So Stein says Roaring Fork School District is already having trouble finding teachers who are certified to teach in certain subject areas, like math and bilingual education, special education, and they've seen an increase in alternative licensures as well. So these are positions that are either remaining unfilled or they're being filled with teachers who are not yet licensed or trained in that area. And Roaring Fork isn't alone. Aspen Schools and Garfield School District RE2 also say that teacher pay and retention are primary concerns.
Okay, and what about the funding model in Amendment 73? Is this a change from how public schools have been funded in the past?
Yeah, it is. State funds for public education have traditionally come from property taxes. This adds income tax to the mix. About 8% of Colorado's population would provide these additional funds. That's how many people make more than $150,000, which is where that income tax kicks in. And it's scaled from there. So the more someone makes, the more they pay. For example, someone who earns more than $1 million per year would pay upwards of $24,000 into this tax. The amendment also increases the corporate income tax rate, and it makes some changes to stabilize the revenues that are now coming in through property taxes.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome.
This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Zoe Rome.